Oh, that was so fucking good. Seriously. Like, I am officially jealous that you get to experience that every night. Do I want your husband to fuck me again? Hell yeah. But what about my husband? Oh, okay. You'll keep him company. And then I get to enjoy your husband again. Okay. Yes, I do. Please. I'd really, really enjoy that. Secrets. The things we keep from our spouses and partners. And why? Fear of rejection? Fear of the unknown? Fear of being judged? Let's face it. At the end of the day, fantasy is fun. It's a time to check out, you know, shake off the burden of responsibility. And like playtime, it's always better when there's more than just one. The lady you see, the brunette, well, that's me. And the lady I was just talking to is my longtime friend. You'll see her shortly. And if you haven't figured out yet, my friend's husband just fucked me, while my husband just watched. Well, more like just listened. It all sounds complicated. Though after I explain, it will make perfect sense. Boy, though. If I knew then what I know now. Well, let's just say there would have been so many evenings like the one I just experienced tonight. Shall we begin? Yeah, and it's very nice to meet you too. Well, my friend told me all about you.
I met my now husband.
I'm glad you came.
At a New Year's Eve party a few years ago.
Aw. Thank you. You look great yourself.
I mean, what's there not to like?
Oh, would I like to dance?
He is smart, handsome, kind.
Sure.
And yeah.
Can we grab another drink first?
He was all about me.
Great. Thank you. Oh, yeah? You're good yourself. Oh, her? She really is so ridiculous. What do I do? Besides dancing? Well, I'm in accounting. Jealous, aren't you? Yeah. It's the most exciting job in the world. I'm sure I could. Oh, yeah, you think you might have done your taxes wrong?
Well, if you ask nicely, I'll go over them for you.
That night, we danced and danced. We fell in love. And in time, we got married. And well, the rest is history. We're both successful professionals. And when people look at us, one might ask, why no kids? It's a great question. If you really want to know the truth, it just hasn't happened for us. When we stopped using protection, several months ago. I suppose if it happens, it happens. But like I said, nothing yet. We haven't really talked about it. But right, tonight could be the night, right?
Yeah.
Which now takes our story to my best friend.
Yeah.
That's right. In many ways, we are so alike. But in so many ways, so different. We met in college. We were sorority sisters. And despite the twists and turns of life, we actually have remained the best of friends. She's a mom, 4 kids, and a stay-at-home wife. I haven't told my husband, but I'm so jealous. I mean, sure, with everything, there's the good and the bad. But to stay home, not have to wake up to the alarm. Anyway, her husband is a pharmacist, makes great money, and she has the life. Oh, but listen to myself. The grass isn't always greener. Or is it? It seems like every time I talk to her, it's a call to tell me she's pregnant. Now, I know. I'm being extreme. But what is it for those two? How is it she can get so easily pregnant, but I can't? Again, I don't let on to my husband. Well, that would just be added pressure and get us nowhere. But the thought does linger in the back of my head. Is there something wrong with him? Or me? Moving on. So last month, we made a trip with them to their beach house on the Atlantic coast. We had a great time. But for my friend and her husband, it seemed like the fun would never end. Yeah. That's her, riding on her husband's cock. I've never asked or seen it. But from what she's told me, it's big. And he knows how to use it. I just roll my eyes and smile. But I will admit, I've dreamed at least once or twice of my friend sharing me with her husband. I would never bring this up to my husband. While he's naughty, he loves me too much, and I wouldn't want to hurt him. But it is a thought that, well, makes me wet. Like, really wet. My husband and I were staying in an adjacent room, and while it was completely dark in our room, it wasn't hard to picture what was happening in theirs. You get it. You're watching it happen. At this point, I wasn't sure if my husband was awake or asleep. After a few drinks, he usually passes right out and sleeps like a baby. But listening to my friend and her husband fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And my pussy was so warm and wet.
Your,
it was so voyeuristic and naughty. Oh, yeah. But I didn't care. Usually I would just finger myself to orgasm. But instead, listening, I allowed my hand to slip over to my husband and discovered his cock was hard. Like, really hard. Without a word, I silently climbed on top. And then, we just silently fucked in the darkness. Listening to the sounds from the other room. Unfortunately, I couldn't make out the words. But the beating of the bed and moans. I couldn't tell what my husband was thinking. I couldn't even see his face. Was he dreaming about my friend? Like I was dreaming about her husband? I wanted to bring it up. Maybe if I had enjoyed that last drink my friend offered, I would have let my fantasy just slip out. But no.
Show me how much you fucked my girlfriend.
My husband fucked me as we both listened. And as we heard my friend come, knowing that her husband's cum was squirting out inside her, my husband at the same time lost control and emptied out inside me. We made such a mess in their bed. Oops. But it was so worth it. Afterwards, I simply rolled off my husband and we fell asleep. For some reason, we didn't speak of it again. Well.
Yes. Thank you. Seriously. No, really. We were just talking about how we had an amazing time at the beach. What? Yes. We would totally be down for doing it again. Right, babe? Well, you have vacation days. Okay, yes, it's true. My schedule is busy, but... Well, we'll just have to figure it out. Don't worry. We're in. We'll make something work. Yeah, you're right. It really has been too long, come to think of it. Where is the time going? I know, right? Before you know it, Halloween's gonna be here. Oh, more peanut? Yeah. This girl can't say no. Yes. Thank you. Seriously. No, really. We were just talking about how we had an amazing time at the beach. What? Yes. We would totally be down for doing it again. Right, babe? Well, you have vacation days. Okay, yes, it's true. My schedule is busy, but... Well, we'll just have to figure it out. Don't worry. We're in. We'll make something work. Yeah, you're right. It really has been too long, come to think of it. Where is the time going? I know, right? Before you know it, Halloween's gonna be here. Oh, more peanut? Yeah. This girl can't say no. Mm.
It's true. Yeah, we could do that. Next Thursday? Okay. Yeah, we should do that. So good. I know. It's like I just don't drink enough. Oh, and did you hear what happened with? Oh, I know, right? Crazy. Yeah, you know, I agree. Boys, if you want to step outside, there's no need to bore you with the girl talk. Bye. Bye. Yes, I know. Go. Yes, we know where you'll be. Bye. So anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. I heard that she just couldn't. Yes, exactly. Who does that? So you're curious, huh? Tell me. About what? It's just us. Yes. Well, I'm going to need more wine before I answer that.
No, I'm serious. Yes. Yeah, the pool at the house. Every night. Yeah, we both went skinny dipping. It is. I don't know. I mean, one was gonna see. I suppose if you both had walked out, you would have. So yeah, that's something risque that we enjoy, that you didn't know about the two of us. Now your turn. You think you can top that? Oh, come on. Surely something naughty and secret to share. All right, well, how about this? Whoever doesn't tell us has to drink. But not what we've all just been drinking. Something special. Interesting. I figured she might speak up. But sure. Please share. What?
really. All right, tell me more. I have to know. Oh, I like this. Okay, so you and your friend would swap girlfriends in college and then watch each other fuck as well. Wow. That's really hot. Oh, yeah. I'll drink to that, won't you, baby? Did you know that about your husband? Oh, you didn't. Well, don't stop there then. Do you still think about it? Do you ever, I don't know, think about sharing your beautiful wife? Oh, come on. Don't get shy now. Isn't it amazing what alcohol can bring out of someone? And baby, I think you need some more. Oh, no. We're done with Modelo. What about the bottle from, yes, the special. I love you. Thank you, baby. It's really so good. Yes, I promise. And you'll have some as well. You didn't tell a story. Please tell me more. I'm all ears.
You see, sitting there and listening to my husband and my friend talk, her husband feeding my husband more and more bourbon, it was like a dream. That same wetness I felt in their guest bedroom, I had right now, in that moment, between my legs. I had no idea my husband used to swing in college. And to hear that he dreamed about doing it with me, that he dreamed of sharing me, it was just shocking and exciting. It was like she had put a spell on him, and he just kept sharing more and more details. It was like since he opened up, why stop? But like I said, I was excited. And with the way my friend's husband was looking at me, well, I was confident it wouldn't be just my husband's fantasy coming to life.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be open to that. Yeah. Sure.